'Tis the season to be jolly. We sing this at parties and at church events. Then on Christmas, we read, what is common to being in him was life, and the life was the light of the all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. It is a message to Christians in every age, from the very beginning until now. It is also a message to those who dwell in winter in the northern hemispheres each year at Christmas. Wherever in the world that Christmas falls on us, whether at the darkest or the brightest season of the year, we've either been in or are in a very deep darkness as the world continues to turn. Darkness always finds us, as does Christmas, which is the season of light. For those in the northern hemisphere who find ourselves in winter, it's perhaps one of the times of the year that we feel our bodies the most. We shiver in the cold, our hands feel like ice when we come inside, and the darkness outside often manages to make its way in, weighing down our bones and making us feel like going to bed at 6 p.m. Stack on top of that, the lifetime of grief that we all experience, and this time of year can be one of the most difficult for many of us. We miss loved ones that we've lost. We miss times that have gone by. And even as children, we dread the day when this joyful season will pass us by and we'll be left with those cold, dark days of the remainder of January. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Christmas is also a time of very high expectation. We expect our trees perfectly trimmed, gifts wrapped in beautiful paper and the lights hung just so. We expect our family members to all get along and the food to be perfect, for the snow to fall just the right amount, enough but not enough to cancel our travel plans. If you, dear Christian, are much more than 4 years old, you know by now that Christmas never works out perfectly. You don't always get what you want in gifts or in seasonal perfection. And maybe Christmas night itself didn't even work out perfectly. Maybe the turkey got burned, the pies got burned. Maybe you didn't get what you wanted under the tree. Maybe you didn't even have a tree. Maybe Uncle Sam brought up something offensively political at the dinner table. And something might have even caught on fire. So our perfect holidays are never quite perfect. Christmas is the season when we find our Savior wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a feeding trough, a stable. If it's not a perfect holiday for you, just keep in mind that the first Christmas was very far from perfect. The reality of that night long ago was quite likely far from the story that Christmas carols tell us, of a silent, serene night with angels singing. Were there angels singing? According to the scriptures, yes. Was the night serene? Maybe. There was also animal dung, and that didn't make it into the songs. Scratchy hay, two exhausted parents who traveled a long way, including a mother who'd just given birth after an intrusively long trip. There were shepherds who had likely spent many days in a row working. And there was dirt, and there was blood, and there was hay. And yet, in the midst of that holy mess, there was a Savior. The God of heaven took on human form, not as a prince born in a palace of privilege, but as the son of a poor carpenter and his young fiancée in an occupied land. He was born not in Jerusalem, the holy city, but in Bethlehem, a small village whose name means house of bread. So, if your Christmas is not perfect, if it is far from perfect, remember that the first Christmas was quite a literal mess too. And God was there, If God was in that stable, and we believe that God was, then surely God is with you in your mess too. If you are missing someone that you have lost, if your family is full of conflict or not even present at all, or if the turkey burns or the lights go out, or if a seasonal depression has made its way into you, into your body, you have had more down this time of year, you're not alone. If your Christmas feels like an absolute disaster, remember that Mary probably thought of the birth of her first child quite probably as an exhausting ordeal, too. You are not the first to have a difficult Christmas, and if that's what you are having, and you're not the only one here who is enduring it, please know that you're not alone. In the midst of the disaster of the Savior, the light of God in his person appeared. The message of Christmas is simple. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So those are responsible for making Christmas happen inform us that it's a task to make it perfect. We'll never get it right. But if we've been doing it for long enough, please know that even if everything goes wrong, went wrong, is going wrong, Christ is born among us still. Ever since the church settled on celebrating the birth of Christ in December, there hasn't been one Christmas where the baby Jesus didn't appear, where we all decided collectively that it was not going to happen this year. It's just not going to happen. Not even in 2020, and not even here in 2020-21. Christmas is still again. Through a very dark time, through wars and every horrors that humanity can imagine, it's still been Christmas. The 12 days have found us every year, and Christ has always been born among us. A Savior has been born, even in the midst of a mess, especially in the midst of a mess. God was born in a barn and laid in a feeding trough. It wasn't clean, it wasn't shiny, it wasn't neat or serene, are probably really that joyful at all at the time, but still a Savior is born and was born among us. Still, God is with us. Christmas has come to us again. Love and light have come to us and have shined on us again. And the darkness did not overcome it, and it never, never, never will. 'Tis the season to be jolly indeed. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Today, family of God in Christ Church, regardless of anything that we do or anything that we've done or anything that we will do or experience, Christ is born among us again. And all that is all the perfection or jolliness or light that we could ever need is with us eternally. Thanks be to God. Amen.